Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Promesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willie Ramsdell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Willie Ramsdell. And now, play ball. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramsdell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Edwards moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Edwards scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Smalley moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Fondi scores. It's 3 to nothing, Cubs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Meeks pinch hits for Willie Ramstall. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Byerly now pitching. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mixes. The throw from Permisa and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. Minor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Minor moves to second. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minor moves to third. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermanski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermanski moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hermanski scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Eddie Erott now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Erott fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Mixas moves to second. One out. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson scores. Mixas moves to third. Two outs. It's 6 to nothing, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mixes scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Permisa hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan pinch hits for Eddie Erod. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kent Peterson now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Permisa and he is out, Stahl Cup applying the tag. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mixes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to third. Minner moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Permisa hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Connie Ryan pinch hits for Kent Peterson. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-3 in the game. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.